Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local Chicago Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
What's going on, Sales Funnel Radio? Steve Larson. I've got a cool day ahead of me, and part of me just wants to share this idea because I just assume this would be beneficial for more of you to go try. So I'm on my way right now to, I think I've actually even shared this a little bit in the past. One of my buddies, Brad Gibb, you know, I reached out to him once and I said, "Hey man, I don't want to go through what you went through to have the insights you have now. I don't even know what I don't know. What if we just spent a day together and I don't even know what to ask you to teach me because I don't know what I don't know. Just teach me for like 3 hours and then we'll grab lunch and then we'll switch and I'll teach you for 3 hours under the same context." And he was like, "Cool." So some people call them CEO swaps. Some people, but it's an epic use of time. It's like a two-person mastermind. You can do it with a small group too, and just, you know, break the times down. But no, so that's been the that's basically what I'm going to do right now. I'm doing a Chaz Wilson, who is awesome. He's got three companies, and what I'm going to help him with is what almost everyone asks me to help him with, which I'm super excited about, which is how to develop a sexy offer and a hook and find a source of traffic they can plug into and for this new thing that he's got, this new software he's got, which I'm excited to talk about. And I'm actually seeing if we can make it a part of my lead flow school. So fingers crossed it goes well. I'm sure it will. Yeah, really, really cool. Anyway, so that's what I'm going to go do. And I found that by doing this, you actually shortcut time. And I think that's one of the toughest parts about learning things is the time it takes to just, like, find the epiphany. But then you can't just, like, read the epiphany or whatever. Yeah, it has to be framed in a way for it to be actually effective. So that's why I love doing this. You know, not all education is consumed at the same speed. And it's one of the reasons people join masterminds or consulting practices. I mean, I used to make fun of masterminds and consulting practices until I realized this. I got a bunch of books I should go read. Or if I'm trying to just get the next steps, going to a mastermind is one of the best things I can do because I don't need to guess. And it's easier, you know, I could go spend, you know, $20,000 on books and or $20,000 worth of time going through books. Or I could literally just drop it on someone else's hand and then they're like, "Do this." And I'm like, "Sweet." And I just go do it, you know. And that's why I like doing these CEO swap days. And I encourage you to do it with someone else in the community, you know. It doesn't matter where you are. Just find someone who's kind of in your spot and the only agenda is to learn, you know, and yeah, really, really pumped by that. I also just finished my event, LeadFlow Live, which was actually the course filming for the beginning course of LeadFlow School. And I have a ton of awesome experts that I'm bringing in who've agreed they're going to come teach things that are exclusive to LeadFlow School. I'm making it, it's so valuable. It's so good. And I keep adding this stuff in. And now I'm trying to toss in some software access with it. And I'm not raising the price. So I'm not trying to pitch here, but I'm legitimately pumped by this. Like, what we're doing with it is, it's unique. Very valuable for what we're doing. So anyway, yeah. I am this is the first time in my career where I'm like, oh, these are my three offers. I have a fourth coming. I call it the four core offer model. And it's what I teach to my my mastermind, to my consulting group, Titans of Industry. It's a four core offer model. It's a very simple, it's like a blend between linchpin and value ladder, if you know what that is, but it's shorter. I'm not bashing those other models at all. It's just executing them can be kind of confusing and complicated. So I came up with my own model. And this business model has been really fun because it celebrates the phones. If you have the phone, like phone model, it celebrates continuity still. It helps pay for things because of, front end things. It's really cool. I really like it a lot. But that's what I'm helping people execute lately is the four core offer model. And I'm doing exactly what I teach. And so with Lead Flow School, it's checking the box heavily. And I also love it. I love doing it. And then the high ticket that I have is actually this whole offer where I partner with someone and co-author a book with them, and they do it on stage. So I got a consulting practice, Titans of Industry, which is like food for my soul. I absolutely love it. Got Lead Flow School, my certification, and this back end offer. So the only thing that I add every once in a while is like a new front end, which for me is going to be mostly books. So little update on that. Doing the dramatic demonstration book right now. And I just got back the version from the editor, and the first edition, there's 6,000 suggested edits. I handed them a copy that was not, it's not groomed at all. It's their job to go through it. So I didn't really 6,000 suggested edits. So it was really cool though. This editor was like, man, I've been doing this for a long time. That was such a good read. That was a fun read. I learned so much from this. But here's 6,000 edits. I was like, okay. So I do have a ways to go on the book still. The dramatic demonstration book is, it's so fun. It's such a good book. I'm very, very proud of it. That material, that's some seriously good stuff, man. And I've been caught in a crosshair between just getting it out and, I was like, I can't put the dramatic demonstration book out without some dramatic demonstration. So, that'll make it look like the book doesn't know what's going on. So, that's been the next thing I'm doing is designing that out. Also, is like, how do we put this out with some serious fire? So, anyway, it's like 5 minutes of updates there. Sorry. But I encourage you guys to go do the CEO swap. And why I bring all that up is like, I'll look at his business and it's kind of an audit. That's really the first thing that I do. I'll tell you one of the best things you can do too, like whether you're a consultant or not, or you know, just in business in general, developing tools for you to be able to audit someone's stuff quickly is one of the fastest like ways to getting some stature in a marketplace. You know, like when I came up with the Lead Flow Calculator, that took a long time. There was one key part of the formula that I really racked my brain on. But what it's turned into is this ability now for me to, I can audit someone's marketing health pretty quickly in like a 15-minute thing. And so now when I get on a phone call with someone, I can be like, hey, let's fill this out together. And I very fast can see, very quickly, I can tell, oh, this is where you have the largest hole, you know, this is where we got the largest issue. So developing those tools is awesome. That's really what I'm going to do today is I'll pull out a whole bunch of tools and, start walking through the tools. And what starts to happen is they use the tools as a storyline starts to pop off. And that's really what I'm looking for. whenever I'm auditing someone's funnels, I'm not just looking at like, hey, here's, you got to fix upsell number two. You know, what I'm really doing is I'm auditing, and I'm finding all these holes across multiple models, and then looking for the storyline. Because if I just go fix OTO2, like, I'm not saying it's not valuable, but usually there's a bigger storyline, and usually you don't actually, usually don't actually fix the problem. All you do is you squash one, and then this a different flavor of the exact same issue pops up somewhere else. So it's been so fun. I remember when I was in college, I was walking in our gymnasium, and I remember looking at the stage, or a stage on campus. That's where I suddenly had the realization, oh my gosh, I want to work with small businesses. I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to be on stage and work with small businesses. And that's exactly what I'm doing. And having just a ton of fun doing it. So anyway, kind of a unique episode this morning. I am just literally heading into this gig, and
hey, I hope you're enjoying the episode. Let me interrupt for just 1 minute here. One time I was speaking on the stage at this event, this guy picked up a microphone and he said, "Steve, when do Facebook ads begin paying off?" And I remember looking confused and just asking back, like, "What do you mean?" He repeated the question and said, "Well, we've been spending a lot of money on Facebook ads for a long time now, and we're just wondering when this begins to all pay off, when we actually start making money from the ad." I said, "Wait, Facebook ads are not an investment. They don't pay off someday. This is direct response marketing. So if we don't get a payoff within the first few days, we turn off the ads. How much money have you spent?" I will never forget the look at this guy's face as he realized he had the completely wrong mindset about ads. And he said, "We've spent over $250,000 without any return on ads at all." My stomach fell out of my body. Look, this is direct response marketing, meaning we measure the direct response of our marketing. That's why ads are the holy grail of marketing. They're not an investment that pays off someday, sorry colleges, because every dollar spent on ads should return with another dollar very soon. That's what my good friend John Parks and I are doing, the Chief Ads Officer Workshop on May 15th through the 17th. John has spent over $150 million in Facebook ads profitably and manages the ads accounts for some of the biggest names out there. John is going to take 50 business owners through his unique Facebook ads process while you follow along. At the end, you're going to have your own account running. I simply asked John to show us what's working best today in the ads world right now. John told me that one of the hardest parts of running ads today is finding the right person to do it. Traditional org charts don't really have a spot for the ad buyer, so this workshop will help you install a new role, whether in-house or if you go hire, the new role of Chief Ads Officer inside your business. This workshop is both for those who want to learn ads themselves or for those who want to learn to communicate with their media buyer better. The workshop is only happening one time in person in my event studio in Boise, Idaho, May 15th through the 17th, and all the details are at chiefadsofficer.com. Go to chiefadsofficer.com right now to save your seat and get more details. We can't wait to see you there. Let's get back to the episode.
Looking forward to what I'm going to be doing today with him. But that I can share some of kind of my mindset. Whenever you're consulting, especially the higher ticket you go, the more that people pay for brevity. You know? And that's what's funny too. It's like, I can't believe someone would pay, you know, $50,000 for a mastermind. Like, you don't get it. It actually shortcuts time. You know, you're paying for brevity. This is not always a relationship. You know, oh, it's cheap, therefore I'm going to be long-winded. That's not the point. I'm saying the shortest distance to the answer, right? And that's true also for consulting in general is, which I think has been a breath of fresh air for a lot of people that I work with. Because they assume I'm going to go send them like a video library. But really all I'm doing is I send them supporting things. And I'm shortcutting time by jumping on the phone with them. So, sorry, I made a turn and stuff fell down. right. I hope you guys are doing fantastic. And, yeah, I believe one of the ailments to our economy right now is collaboration, which is one of the coolest forms of capitalism. So what I'm trying to do in this episode is encourage you to collaborate. And if you heard that episode I put out recently where I learned something, then I just went and taught a family for 3 hours. That's kind of what I'm saying is like, just get out there. You know, don't put a huge bar on yourself. Just go do it. Find others and start collaborating with them. Anyway, I've yawned like 14 times in this episode. I took too much melatonin last night, I can tell. And it like drugged me, my gosh. All right, you guys are awesome. Get out there, collaborate, create cool models that allow you to audit systems fast. And the last thing I'll say on this is there's a Bill Gates documentary that I watched. Marley and I were watching, it's amazing. I'm not talking about whether you care, whatever you think about the guy, but there's an interesting part. It's called Decoding Bill Gates' Brain. And one of the biggest parts of that documentary was when they talked about how Bill Gates thinks faster than most people. And that concept really intrigued me because speed of thought is something I've looked into before. How can he think faster? And you can think faster in two ways, right? And this was not on the episode, but this is just me thinking, like, pondering on it after the fact. I could get from point A to point B, right, beginning to end of thought, literally by being faster. And there's something to be said with that. But there's also something to be said with getting from beginning to end of thought by making the distance shorter. And chew on that for a second, right? If like it's half the amount of distance I have to travel, I still can get a complete thought with half of the distance. So I can do both. I could get faster at the speed, but I also could decrease the journey. So watching this Bill Gates documentary, what they're saying in there is one of the reasons Bill Gates thinks so quickly is because he has these what was the word they used? Like tapestries in the mind, the scaffolding. They had their structures in their mind. So I do this whenever I'm listening to someone and I'm consulting with them. I have it. That's what, when I watched it, I was like, whoa, it's totally it. Like, so he builds cathedrals. That's what it was. Cathedrals in the mind. You know, or do you close your eyes? You have a world in there, right? And I can go think from the tip of the stratosphere, that distance, all the way down to ground, like all the way down to ground level, and then all the way back up, right? That's a long way to think. But if I build a huge cathedral in there, I only have to go from the stratosphere to the tip of the structure and back up. It's literally a shorter distance to think. That's what a framework really does. A framework helps you think faster because there's a shorter amount of time to travel, like shorter distance to travel, right? And so that's what I do. So I'm about to pull up in like 3 minutes here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to start walking through all these models, but I'm trying to smoke out whatever the problems are and the storyline is that is really going on inside his business. But it's easier on me that people think it is because I'm not having to go a complete thought distance than most people are because I've built these structures in my noggin, right? And I can walk around in them. I can walk around in all my models. In fact, when I'm meditating, which I'll definitely do before we start, I often will spend time in my models. I'm spending time in them. I'm walking around in them. I'm making them real. They're 3D in my head. I can walk around. I have all these funnel structures I can walk around in. I have copywriting structures in my head. I have channel structures. And delivery, all functions of business, lead, sales, delivery, and resale, all of them. And what's cool is that I built them. I've been in this space so long, or long enough now. But not just like time-wise, like I've done a lot of unique stuff in my career, and I'm only 36, and I know that. It's like, I've built all of these structures. And so what it allows me to do is when I'm talking to someone in a very quick motion, I can start asking, right? I'm like, okay, let me think in this cathedral. And I'm asking questions, and I'm asking questions and receiving answers with the context of that cathedral. And instead of me trying to build this structure or this framework that usually gets an outcome from zero, it's already in there. And it's just bouncing off. I'm like, oh, you're missing a roof. Oh, no wonder you can't go get X, Y, and Z. You don't want to have a door. There's no front door on this building, right? And so it literally lets you ping problems and find where the issues are very quickly. I love that. When I was watching that documentary, I was like, that, I do that. And it's cheesy as it sounds, man. It's cathedrals in the mind. And I build these models out in my head. And it means that, again, I don't have to think as far as other people. It's literally a faster form of thought because of both the speed. It usually has to do with the questions I'm asking. That's what increases it. Better questions get better answers and shorter timelines. But then also the thought distance. And thought distance is what I found to be based on frameworks inside the head. Not they have to be in your head, but frameworks in general. And so when you go to a mastermind or something that's really expensive, that's what you're paying for. Is I'm always like, what is their framework that speeds up thought? Like, yeah, pleasantries, hi, how are you? What's your framework, right? Or what's your thought model? I started looking up books on thought models. There's not a lot of them. But trying to learn this exact concept. And then it's about 4 years ago, Marley and I were watching that documentary and I was like, oh, this is exactly what I was looking. This is exactly, yes. So anyway, look up thought model or think to yourself, if everything feels chaotic, you know, it's simply because you haven't built any structures. Right. And make your own, you know, and you'll find that it actually is a superpower. When you do some kind of collaboration with someone as well, like it's a very powerful way to test your model. In fact, every time I'm teaching on stage, I'd say like 50% of the time I'm teaching stuff that I absolutely know is like fact. And it's not to say the other 50% is not fact. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to say like, do we need to add to this structure? Do we need to take away from this structure? I'm being malleable, right? I'm receiving as much data as I'm giving based on the audience. And is this landing? Is it helping? Is the right ahas coming across? Ooh, don't teach it like this. Teach it like that. You know, and then I'm showing all these case studies of how I'm using this model. And that's one of the biggest reasons I love teaching, is because I'm literally just testing the model, you know? How's this model landing? Is the model hitting well? Is there, and anyway, yeah. All right, it's kind of a deep episode, but that's where my head is at. Anyway, so when people think frameworks, sometimes they just think products, and it's like that's not really a product. All a product is how you're delivering a framework. You know, it's like if I go buy a car, they're not handing me the blueprint. I want the blueprint constructed, right? But there's other products where I could go buy the blueprint because they're talking about it in a book. You know, like the framework isn't the product. It's what the product's built on. So anyway, I'm excited. Every time I get to go do this, it feels like a chance for me to just continue to take steps towards mastery. So, and clean up the cathedral, if you will. Alrighty. You guys are awesome.
Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local Chicago Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits apply over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Spreadsheets, clunky software, 100 different logins just to run your business? Ah. There's a better way. Odoo. One simple, connected platform that handles sales, inventory, accounting, and more. So you can focus on growing, not juggling. Make the switch today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.